Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. You've got the home of the truth. Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest, one of my favorite people to talk with, just shoot the breeze with, Portland State head football coach Bruce Barnum is with us. How are you, man? How are things?
Hey, how you doing? It's raining, John. It's raining black skies.
I know.
But we're doing well, you know. We're doing well. Portland State, we got an AD, you know. We've had a chance. We finished spring ball early, so we've had a chance to scout the opponent, you know, jump up and see what Huskies, see if we can find something to upset them, San Jose, travel, weight room. It's rolling.
Give me an idea, because, you know, coaches will always say spring was great, whatnot, but what was the one area you think you got better in or you were really pleased with?
Quarterback, you know, we lost QB1. We weren't sure, and he was, you know, he played a while, so we had a group waiting there. Can I have the ball? And they took off. They did well. You know, I'm happy with the position. We're still recruiting, obviously. Everybody is, but that was the one position you just saw take off. I was happy with that. Defense, you know, everybody talks each side. Defense, I'm happy with our depth. We lost it. Samish Kofay, a local guy, ejected, you know, was dominant, and the Big Sky played well, but we have some guys to back him up. Our back end is fast. In my receiving core, I think, I know it's the best I've ever had, and I've coached, you know, before you were born, probably. And you usually have one guy that's really good or two, you know, and okay, how are we going to get him the ball? Let's put him in slot. Let's put him in Z. Let's put him in X. Let's put him in the backfield. I got like six guys, and I'm bringing in another one that are good. They're good receivers. So
what's happening there?
Put out the balls and let's go.
What's happening there? Why are those guys out there and available right now?
What do you mean? Recruits?
Yeah, but you're saying, hey, the guys that I have right now, are, maybe you have more depth than you've had before at that position and whatnot, but, you know, why is that? Is there something going on with systemic, you know, with college football? Maybe there were more kids that slipped through the cracks because of the pandemic, or what's happening there?
Pandemic's a major reason. A recruiting class got backed up. So my roster right now, and probably everybody's roster right now, is full. And we're going to have to turn away. You know, if you invite guys to camp, the preferred walk-on, you know, that all that means is you're coming to camp when the team reports. The others' walk-ons come when school starts. That's the rule. We've never had to turn people away. This year we're going to have to. We looked at the numbers briefly today, you know, because there's so many student athletes out there. But the pandemic had a lot to do with it. The portal, you know, throw that in. And then throw NIL in. Guys think if I transfer them, you know, I'm going to get a Lamborghini and da-da-da-da. And they're finding out they're not. And also they want to play. You know, we got a guy camp last year, Spike. I took one to the University of Washington. Wide receivers last year. He's part of that core, but right before the season started. But they threw, you know, I call it the spike rule now. Now, if you're not in the portal by May 1, which, what are we today? We're past that. You know, we're moving into Mother's Day here. You can't get them anymore. If you're not in the portal now by May 1st, they put a deadline on it, you know, so they don't lose their roster all the way up to the end. It's hurting us. It's hurting my recruiting from what it was. It's ever changing, you know, game changes. So anyway, there's a ramble for you.
I think it's valuable because what I'm hearing from is high school parents who are saying the colleges don't have as many scholarships. They're backed up and there's some kids that would have been maybe fringe scholarship guys are being told you can walk on or you got to go somewhere else. We don't have room for you. Are you hearing some of that from high school parents?
Well, what it is, John, after the fall, we'll have those. Because I have, we talked about when you and Anna came out to a game and the camp, you have so many graduates on your team right now. I do. And again, I'm sure I'm talking for majority of college football. Because of the pandemic, they graduated, now they're getting their master's. I had a guy tell me, well, geez, coach, I was expecting to get my master's here. I said, no, you know, I promised undergrad. But a lot of those guys will be leaving in the fall because they're done already. And they're just, you know, they'll be in and out. So fall, it'll start to even that out because that's my pandemic, you know, class. It'll start to even out, but, you know, you're not going to have the scholarships. The next class will be back to normal even more than this year was. Because guys have graduated and guys have weeded them out, too. Because, you know, when I say weeded out, if you have your degree, it weeded itself out. Probably more at my level. Guys have moved on to jobs once they graduated. You know, and then I told a couple, hey, you graduated, congratulations. And they still have eligibility. If you want to keep playing, I'll find you a place to go. But we're going to move on. You know, so that's going on in college football. So the rosters will return, but it hurt a class 2 years ago, the worst, the one during the pandemic. And it affected this one as well. But that's what's going on. It'll even out, but it's going to take time.
What do you say to, because I get asked all the time and I don't have the answer, but what do you say to parents of kids that want to play college football, but are looking around going, you know what, I don't know that I have the answer, or I need to hire a scouting service. What do you say to those parents? How do they get their kids seen by colleges like Portland State?
It's easy today. I think the personal side of it is if you do it yourself and not go to the scouting services are going to send you to and I'm not sure how they work. They tried to get my kids when they're at that point, you know, in their education and athletics to sign on. I said, no, here's how we're going to do it. So here's Barnum's formula. If anybody wants to hear it,
yeah.
As a parent, pick the 5, 6, 7, 10 schools you see yourself playing at, level, etc. You know, because everybody wants to play at the Pac-12. You know, on the West Coast. So I'm a Pac-12 guy. Well, you know, not everybody is. Pick those. And reach out to them personally. You can send your video now with a click of a button. We can watch it with a click of a button, write a personal note, whether it's email, you know, a snail mail. We've had FedEx. We had a FedEx couple this year. You know, if you do that, if you take the time to do that, at Portland State, you're going to get looked at. Don't get me wrong. We look at everybody we can. My coaches are outstanding at that. They watch the film. But when you make it not a scouting service, because I get, as a head coach, John, I probably get, during the height of recruiting, I bet I get 15 of those a day, I'd say minimum, from the scouting services. And, you know, they don't mean as much as if you tell me, you know, who you are, you know, make it personal.
Bruce Barnum. Portland
and then
State.
Go to their camp, and then go to their places. Okay. They have all these camps. Everything's a showcase now. They have showcases in June. Go to those, and you will get noticed, you know, if you're of that caliber, and whatever caliber you are, because I also think if you want to play college sports in general, there's a place for you. It might not be FCS level. It might not be Pac-12 level. But if you love the game, there's a place for you to play. You'll find a place to play.
I love that. And I also think, you know, sometimes I think parents want to force it, right? They want their kids to be a Pac-12 kid or they want their kid, they think their kid is, you know, high-level D1 kid. And it's just not there. And And rather than get buried on a roster or and end up transferring out in 2 years, I think it's important for kids to kind of find the level that they're at.
Well, you see it every year, John. You know, cut the strings. That's a tough thing, man, for parents and, you know, families. I think it was easier in mine because Cooper, my youngest one, go to Alabama. Bam, I'm going to Alabama, Dad. You know, when he's young, I know what do I have to do to prepare, you know, and I'm saying, I'll do this at Colts. And, you know, and then as a, you know, freshman, sophomore, he said, Dad, I'm not going to Alabama. I said, that babe. I said, let's look at the others. You know, what else is out there? There's a lot of universities and conferences besides the SEC. And, you know, they understood because they know the later you get offered, the lower division you're going to play. Hmm. You know, my house knew that because they saw it. You know, we offer guys at FCS, still Division One, but we offer late. You know, that's been our model. We are offering a little earlier now, but we're still offering guys that are going to be seniors next year. I'm not offering freshmen and sophomores. I do sometimes, but I know there's history there. They're local. I know their coach really well, something that makes us offer a guy early.
We're talking to Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach. You mentioned the quarterback position. Can you talk specifically, like, you know, is there a player or two that you got to see in the spring that, you know, you really liked and, you know, and that is what given you the confidence in what you're seeing right now?
Well, if we're playing tomorrow, I'm playing Dante Sachere. If you look at his name, it looks like Chichiri, but it's pronounced Sachere. Pretty cool name. But, I mean, he's got brothers in the NFL, playing in the NFL. We got him because Deshaun Shedd, who used to play here, his locker was next to his brother's locker in Detroit. And, he said, oh, my brother's, you know, da-da-da-da-da. He said he's going, and Shedd said, oh, you know, where is he visiting? He said all these big schools, and he said Portland State. And God bless Deshaun Shedd. He said, are you kidding me? He's got a chance to play for Barnum there. Anyway, we landed him. He's leading out of the gate from spring football. But he's been here longer, too. You know, I mean, he's been here. He knows the system. But I like how he took off after Davis was out of the room, which he wasn't really out of the room. I think it was before he actually helped coach, and he was great because he was a listener. He didn't say, this is how you do it. But we had, and then there's guys behind Jane Case. You got Nate. I got a crew there. But if we're playing tomorrow, I'd have to say it's Escheray.
You know, you mentioned earlier the Washington game, you mentioned San Jose State, and those are big games, and you guys will make some money in those games and get to play them. But within your conference, how do you feel like where you are kind of in the landscape of the conference? Because I think ultimately every year, that's where Portland State needs to win and be consistent. Do you feel like you guys have the talent to compete with the top half of the Big Sky?
Yes, I do. And what it is now, John, you know my world probably more than a lot, but to help our listeners out, we are behind in some areas here, and we understand it. And I've lived off since 15 the underdog deal, you know, whether it's our scholarship, that's my biggest complaint, or not complaint, my biggest issue I'm trying to solve, stadium, we can go on and on, but yeah. We're underdogs, and we sell it to you, and we want you to read that. But on game day, we're going to whoop your ass. I think right now I got a tough football team. They're experienced. They're fast. And heads up, because right now every Saturday we have a chance. Do we against San Jose and Washington? I don't know. But I looked at those contracts today, and I smiled. I'm actually dealing right now. San Jose called. I'm probably not supposed to talk about. They want to move our game to Thursday, which is 3 days up. I said, all right, you know, 85,000. Add 85 to that deal, and we got a deal. They came back with 10, so, you know, we're a ways apart, like you see on American Pickers, but I'll win that one. I'll get some extra, and that'll bring me just under $1 million, you know, to help this athletic department out, and we'll go from there. But we're not afraid of anybody. That's our what we've created, and it's pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I love that. So they want to move the game. Like, they're coming to you now saying, hey, we want to move the game. Is it because of TV? Is it because of something else?
I think it is, but they won't. They're not going to tell me all their sources, you know what I mean? Because it's probably TV and money and something that they're going to get, or open their new, I think they got new turf or stadium or something, and they want to have a big booster thing on that night. I said, all right, you know, I'm getting the Coke money. So I don't know where those negotiations are going or where it's going to be, but it's been fun texting. You know, now that we have an AD, they'll probably take it over. But right now, the planning or the bartering is coming to my text, so I'm having some fun with it.
I thought about you because, you know, I was looking at some of the Power 5 conference coaches that are complaining about the transfer portal, and I thought, you know, the Big Sky conference coaches have been dealing with this portal in a negative way for some time. You develop the talent, then the kids jump in the portal maybe in their junior or senior year. You know, I guess we may see some changes with name, image, likeness, but it's the world we're living in right now. Is it affecting you differently, or is it just like, hey, the rest of college football is getting a taste of what you guys have been dealing with over the years?
Well, first off, the NIL, we could talk, that's a whole show, you know, Bor Anna, but yeah. They're going to have to do something. We're becoming, you know, they're going to put a salary cap. I don't know. They're going to have to do something with that because it's going, you know, not with every student athlete, but it's reaching areas and numbers that nobody imagined. You know, I heard, this is off topic, but I heard there's talk out there, John, that the NCAA is going to back out of everything except championships, which are still giving the Final Four and the money and all the championships of every sport. They're going to leave everything else to the conferences. Do your experts, have you talked to them about that? Have they mentioned that?
Sounds like that could be an easy way for them to kind of drop the turd in everybody else's lap and not have to deal with it.
There you go, because it's going to be, my word, my people say, it'll, everything will be run by conference. So the Big Sky, the Pac-12, they will decide how many coaches, how many scholarships, what the recruiting calendar is. It'll be by conference. So you're going to have, you'll have a staff probably of 20, you know, you'll have your own recruiting scouting service. Those guys will be on the road probably all year. Then you'll have, you know, instead of such and such coaches, you'll have 20 coaches. And it'll go forever. I'm wondering about that and trying to stay ahead of it because that will affect me, you know, because I try to get my guys jobs, but then it might, they might take the whole swath because I got some good ones.
Yeah, because we don't even think about that. We don't even think about that because it could be, you know, instead of you losing players, now you got to fight for your coaches.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. But back to the players, you know, I don't have a way to fight that. Here's how I fight it. And it won one battle, which was pretty cool, because guys are getting poached right now. Your best players, you better have, man. I meet with my guys one-on-one minimum twice a year, and you know, it used to be if you didn't let them graduate, because it was a grad transfer, you can go anywhere in the world. So I was making sure they graduated right at the end of their eligibility. But now the transfer portal is a whole new demon and possible money. I had a kid come in, told me he's being poached, told me by who. And he said, Coach, he said, I want you to know my final year I'm staying here. He said, you've been good to me. I said, I like our team, yada, yada, but you're loyal to me, I'm loyal to you. That's not going to work with everybody, you know. But it was pretty cool to see that young man.
How'd that make you feel? Because for people who don't know, you know, there is.
I don't want to talk about myself, but that made me feel pretty cool. That made me feel how my mom feels on Mother's Day, because, you know, I'm not just a Snickers bar guy. I think that one out, you know, because she did a lot for me.
Love that. Bruce Barnum, you're the best. I appreciate you making time. Before I cut you loose, this is not great weather. Like, I look around, the skies are dark, it's raining, but you're a fisherman. Is this good fishing weather?
I know. Well, it's all in the water, Tim, you know. It's all in the water, Tim. This will affect you a little bit. It might slow down the spawn. I don't know what they're at right now because we're still trying to fill out the team, but you know, put on some Columbia gear, put on a Nike hat, and hit it. And on the other side of the mountains, where I go, you know, it's usually, it'll be sunny there sometimes, when here it's raining, because I go up the gorge a bit, you know, where it almost starts to turn into desert, but that's where.
Are you a Chinook salmon guy? No. What are you? What do you
fish? We were in Juneau. I lived in Juneau. My dad was stationed in Juneau, Alaska for 3 years. We caught the first day out. We started with halibut. My dad always bought, wherever we went, he knew we were there for 3 years. He'd find somebody else that came in with him. We'd go in and with that person, somebody he could get along with, and we'd buy a boat. We'd buy a used boat. And we'd fish where we're at, because he's in the Coast Guard, so it was easy. Water was always there. We go out the first fishing trip. I would go out here and go by Dead Duck Island, and there's a whole area. We caught a 67-pound halibut, 65, and about 540s. And we had halibut for 3 years. I mean, we ate halibut, and then salmon. You know, we'd go trolling for salmon, and we had salmon for. The power went out 1 year. We had salmon for Thanksgiving dinner because the grill was the only thing available. The generator made too much noise. I don't do that anymore. I had so much of it. I still love smoked salmon. I probably have the top smoked salmon in the Northwest when I get the smoker going. But I've turned into a bass guy. You catch them all the time, and it's fun, and it's active. No, I'm not a salmon guy.
Bruce Barnum, you're the best. Keep kicking ass and taking names.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me. Hi, Dan.
Portland State head football coach Bruce Barnum keeps it real. I think it's great to hear a coach talk so candidly about his season, his team, the challenges in front of him. I think Portland State is at a pivotal moment. I mean, the entire NCAA is at a pivotal moment when it comes to the future of athletics and who's going to be in control and, you know, what happens to the Big Sky Conference. We talked to Tom Wistersill, Big Sky Conference commissioner, this week. I thought it was an interesting discussion. And, you know, I think there's a place in college athletics for Portland State and the Big Sky and Sacramento State, Montana State, Weber State. But we got to figure out, like, which direction is north, which direction is south. Like, I don't even think the conferences themselves know. I want you to leave it here. You got the BFT.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.